Namaste. My name is Will Zimmer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak, is belief equal fanaticism? If I believe deep inside of myself that I can do it, and if I can't logically prove that I can do it, I believe. And other people even think that I'm fanatic. For instance, the doctors are telling me I have terminal cancer. Okay. And if I believe the doctors, I will die in any case. For instance, the father-in-law from Anthony Robbins had terminal brain tumor. And Anthony Robbins forbade the doctors to tell his father-in-law from his disease. And so his father-in-law lived happily for years. And then a doctor came to him and said, "You have terminal brain tumor." And within 14 days, the father-in-law died. And this belief in the doctors was fanatism, nothing more. Because a belief is always positive, and a fanatism has always a negative outcome. It's just so simple. So deeper I believe that I can do it, so easier is it for me that I do it, that I can gain everything, but I deep believe in myself. And I don't have to logically prove it. I was, for instance, 5 or 6 times, I don't know, incurable ill. And always I found a way to cure all of my diseases. Because I have the belief that every disease is curable. Even more, if we have a concept to cure our disease, and if we have faith in God, we can cure every disease. This means we need, in any case, a concept and faith in God. And when the concept is missing, it very rarely will happen that we can get our goal, our desires. And with faith in God, both together, everything is possible. The other thing is, we see from the suicide from the Islam that they believe in their religion leader, and then they're making suicide, and to blackmail other people and so on. They harm the believers in God, their families, their country with this suicide. And that is fanatism. Never has a positive outcome. And we never can demand that God will do something for us, because God is free. We should think about that His will happen, not our will, and that we always in God's hands, and that He should decide for our life and not we. This means we are still in control of our life. Still, we need the blessing of God and the faith in God for nearly everything. Even the easiest task we can fail, because we can't calculate in advance what will happen in the future. If you don't agree, then I ask you, has it happened one time in your life that you dropped a plate without any intention? And so is it with our whole life. But this faith in God will give us peace in the mind. And if we have done everything, then we think, oh, and we fail. We think over everything is in the hands of God. It was God's will that we could not suicide. Fine. Because God knows it better than us. Maybe we have to learn something more. Maybe we can learn from our mistake and become better. Maybe that's always true. And this faith in God is priceless. And I think this is the greatest thing what we can gain in our life and also after our life. There is nothing greater than faith. And now comes the next point. Everybody should throw a stone if he doesn't have any fanatism or negative beliefs inside of himself. We all have that. We all should look inside of us why we can't do it. What are our excuses that we can't do it, or that we don't have faith and so on, or that we have a negative belief. A negative belief is fanatism, that we trust in something but never comes true. And that is our thing, what we have to learn from ourselves. We cannot do it because we don't have the right belief. Okay. Thank you that I could speak to you, and bye.